We are all called by Christ to be evangelists and to preach his gospel. Although sometimes we like to find people who will take our place, or we would like to say, let that person do the job. There was a story that took place on a golf course on a Sunday morning. Four men were golfing, and one looked to the other and said, Bill, usually you go to church on Sunday. Why are you golfing with us today? And the man said, I couldn't go to church today. My wife is sick. It is difficult to stand for something and to say, I believe in my God. And when we read the gospel today, where Christ encourages us, you might say commands us, to love our enemies, sometimes we think of love as romantic love or emotional love. The word in Greek, because the Greeks had several words for love, because there are different types of love. And so the word they use here is agapon, which means a sacrificial love, one that is not based on feelings, but is based on choice. In other words, we as Christians are called to do to those people who don't love us, in fact, are perhaps out to hurt us, we are called to seek what is best for them, to call them to repentance and to say there is another way. In other words, when Christ came to save us from our sins, we remember that salvation is an option, a proposition, a proposal that Christ gives us. But if you do not stand in opposition to evil, then evil will flourish, because evil is a parasite that needs a host. Anger and jealousy and all kinds of evil ideas, they need a place to put their roots. Because if you refuse to fight, if you refuse to be jealous or angry or seek retribution, then what you are saying, I rule my life. I decide what is good. And the world will never be better. If people want to change their circumstances, their political ideologies, their governmental institutions, but refuse to change themselves. It is amazing, C.S. Lewis says, how the more I do not change, the more my life remains the same. So you can go on vacation, you can change your geographical position, you can even change your political ideology, but if you do not change, if you do not say, I am a minister of the gospel, I am an evangelist, and my Lord and God told me that I need to love people. In other words, when people do evil, I say, evil will not have a place in my heart. What can I do that will benefit this person? It could be a silent prayer. It could be a kind deed. It could be some kind words. But I become an evangelist at that moment, and I say, we have to stand in opposition to evil, because every one of us is a real influencer for the gospel. Influencers are not just on the internet. An influencer is someone who has an idea, and our idea is the Christian gospel. If we do not provide an alternative to evil, then why are we here? Why are we here? It is difficult, and sometimes it is counterintuitive. But once you begin to preach the gospel and stand in opposition to evil, you are even giving that evil person time to think. You mean there's another way to approach this life? There is another way to respond to evil? Why is this person being good to me when I am being bad to them? Because the gospel is a whole new way of living, and it's a whole new way of changing the world, because it begins with every human heart, because that's where wars begin, and that's where peace and justice began to flourish. And when you respond with kindness and with Christian love, sacrificial love, you're saying, I am a warrior for Christ, and this is the best thing to do for myself and all of humanity. Slava Iisusu Hristu!